Moving into item number nine, land transactions. This is a briefing, public hearing and a decision. So Julie, hello.
Absolutely, please.
Good morning, Chairman, Commissioners, Director. My name is Julie Sandberg. I'm the Real Estate Services Manager for the agency. I guess we're warmed up and ready to go here. Today I have just two transactions for you. Both of these are easements, permanent easements, changes to those, one on our property and one on private property. The first one is located in Cowlitz County at the location of our Lewis River Hatchery. This property, where the red dot is, was acquired in 1932. It came to us with a small driveway easement to the property. The current landowner has requested that we expand that easement from 10 feet wide to a 60-foot wide easement so he can subdivide his 6 acres. He has 2 6-acre parcels. In the process of evaluating his request, we determined he had an unauthorized second driveway easement. So in the course of evaluating the value of these and the impact to our hatchery property, the landowner has agreed to pay $9,800, and we will provide him with an expanded easement for his current 10-foot wide one and give him a 20-foot wide easement for the one that's unauthorized. For him to have to resolve that, he'd have to go to court and clear up a quiet title issue. So we're going to take care of that for him, and he's paying for that through the value of that easement. Okay, so the computer's sleeping right now. Okay, this was going to go really fast, right?
Well, they have everything that you have.
We got it in here, Julie. So
need it. Ways.
The old-fashioned way.
Do you need a copy?
No, I'll just speak from my notes.
So I would just...
Okay. The second...
Yeah.
Okay. The second easement is located in Thurston County at the site of our Tumwater Falls hatchery. Thank you. And that is a transaction we brought to you a couple of months ago at this same location was for a pedestrian easement that we provided to the city of Tumwater on a couple parcels that we already own. The Tumwater Falls hatchery actually was purchased in 1955, and it wasn't a purchase of a fee title to the property. We purchased an easement from Puget Sound Energy, and so we basically were required to construct and maintain a hatchery on that easement property. We're currently in the process of implementing a $6 million capital project improvement, total reconstruction of that hatchery on our easement area. The slide that shows the blue line and the red line, we're giving up a blue outline easement and picking up a larger red outline easement. So there's no cost to exchange these two easements, essentially. The new remodeling of the hatchery will be extraordinary and something to watch in our backyard in Olympia with the abatement ponds, new raceways, very impressive outreach, public outreach, kiosks, above ground windows to observe the fish. So it's a project to keep an eye on, but we have a small piece of it in processing this easement exchange. That completes the transactions for today.
Thank you. Questions? Yes, Commissioner McCarthy. Let me read it later.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Question on the Lewis River easement, and I see you've got your picture up there. So this is right near the Lewis River hatchery. Is this?
That's correct.
And it's hard to tell there what those buildings are. And then in underneath the green, it looks like there's some more buildings. So could you orient us to whether the hatchery is out of this picture or those are hatchery buildings or what?
Yes. So when you enter the green at the southwest portion of the property, that's the old Lewis River Road. You go through the hatchery facilities, essentially, on an existing county road. And then at the end of the county road, you'll see the white buildings. Those, that's a pump station, I guess, if you will, but it's beyond the hatchery facilities. You go beyond them. And the county has recently ended the county road right where you'll see that second red line.
Okay. And in terms of, you said the this would allow for further development in the area. And so is the further development going to be on the lower green or the upper green? And what's the nature of the development? And I ask it in the vein of whether they're going to put in a fishing lodge or something like that, and it might take away from existing bank fishing or something like that. So what about this development? Where is it, and do you have any information about what's intended?
Thank you, Commissioner. The perspective is awkward here. The red roof that you see is the existing house on a six-acre lot that extends to the north. And adjacent to it is another six-acre lot. So the landowner is requesting to subdivide into two-acre lots so he could put a maximum of three lots on each of his 6 acres. He already has, obviously, one lot on the one. So it's a slow-growth area, but we've driven around the area. There are homes on larger lot sizes in the area. But, again, the county road ends right where his house is. So there's no further development in there.
This would be residential, not commercial development?
That's correct. I would like to also add that we rarely give easements on our property. Most of our properties are encumbered with federal and state grant strings that say we paid for this property. You don't further devalue it by putting more encumbrances on it. We're only able to do it here because, one, he had an existing easement when we bought the property, and the funding strings for this property was from state legislation that didn't have the additional restrictions.
Any other questions for Julie? Yes, Commissioner Holzman.
Not a question, but I'm going to make a comment. My fellow commission member, Mr. Kehoe, came on the same time as I have, and I have yet to vote for a land acquisition or anything. So I'm just going to tell Robert, going into this, if you want to do a little drum roll, I'm actually going to vote for one of these in a favor, okay?
Is this on TVW today?
No.
That's why you did it. With that, we're ready for a motion.
Yeah.
Wait, we have no public.
Oh, yes, there's no public comment on this.
Well, Commissioner Holzman, do you want to make the motion?
I'm not going into the deep waters.
He might choke on that one.
But I'll be happy to. I move to approve the transactions as presented by staff. Do you have a second?
Second.
Commissioner. Oh. Do we have a second?
I will second.
The record.
Motion's been made and seconded.
Lunch, Keel.
Any further discussion? Yes.
Just as a point of discussion, I'd move in favor or be in favor of the matter here on the Lewis River. It's an unusual thing to have easements go through our hatchery facilities, but good neighbors make good neighbors, and so it's a positive thing.
Further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the motion. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Ayes have it. Motion's carried. Thank you. Thank you for your second, Commissioner Holzman.